Hello, today the church celebrates the Epiphany of the Lord, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On this Feast of the Epiphany, we place in our creches, our nativity scenes, statues representing the three kings or the three wise men who came from the east. On seeing the star in the sky, the three kings began to follow it to Bethlehem, where they would offer the infant Jesus their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, these expensive gifts have a symbolic meaning. Gold gives a claim to the kingship of Jesus. The frankincense acknowledges and praises Jesus' divinity, and myrrh recognizes Jesus' humanity and that he would experience death and burial. As we celebrate the Magi's visit to the Bethlehem manger, we contemplate every Christian's commitment to spreading the gospel. We are called to bring tidings of great joy to all people, not just in our words, but in our actions, bringing the love and mercy of Jesus to those most in need. A lesson that the visit of the Magi teaches us is that all of us are on a journey toward Christ, and some of us seem to come from afar, while some of us not so far. The Magi came from lofty places, yet they traveled afar to see a baby in a manger, a stable for livestock. Instead of being repulsed by these surroundings, though, they fell to their knees in worship and adoration, filled with tremendous joy. A joy they would share with others as they told their story as they returned to their lands. May our experience of the manger scene also fill us with great joy. May that joy and that knowledge of our Savior be shared by us in the ways we lead our lives and in the ways that we seek to bring the love, mercy, and peace of the Christ child to all those we meet.